Next up on the programme, many of us will be setting goals for the year ahead of losing weight and getting fit. You could learn a thing or two by listening to my next guest. It is the body coach, Joe Wicks. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, mate. How you doing?
I'm not too bad, Joe. I have to say, I both like and dislike you at the same time. I'm sure you get this all the time. I see these pictures.
Love-hate relationship.
Well, it is. I see these pictures and these videos of you, and you're usually there with your six pack and all, and you're like, you know, just do 15 minutes of mad exercise a day, and you'll look like me. And I think that man has clearly had a blow dry this morning. He's had his full makeup done, and that's why he looks that way. Am I right or am I wrong?
No, I don't perm and blow dry the hair.
Ah, I know you're lying.
I normally have a big booth on, don't I? So, yeah, no, it is. I really believe in HIIT training and short, intense workouts with people. You know, and whether you're a beginner or someone who's really fit, I just think it's great. You can do it in a short time and get, you know, really good results from it.
You're in Belfast today doing a book signing.
DVD.
Yeah. I'm behind the times. Donegal Arcade HMV at from 5:30. Do you get mobbed at these things, Joe?
So I've been doing obviously the book signings and stuff. This is the first time I've ever done a fitness DVD, so I'm not sure what to expect really. But it's going to be great. I love meeting people that have done the workouts and all that. So hopefully a few people, if you're around, pop in, say hello, and get a DVD.
Yeah,
and all that.
I think you're being a bit modest, Joe. I think surely that you must have some eccentric fans. No,
I have some lovely fans. They turn up with little gifts and all that, and you know, marriage proposals and stuff. But yeah, it's all it's all good fun. I do like meeting people that have done my plan and all that, and reading the books and stuff.
Well, this has really taken off for you. I read somewhere that you're making millions a month. I'm not, well, you can tell me if that's true or not. I'm not sure you'll want to, but this is something that's really taken off over the last year or so.
Yeah, I've just, you know, it all started on Instagram. Obviously, I started the Lean in 15 thing on Instagram, and then I got the book deal, and it's just really caught so many people's attention, and it's one of those things that has just grown and grown in momentum over the years. So like, so many books are obviously out there now, the DVD. So it's been a very good year. It's been life changing. It's been an amazing year for me, 2016.
January in particular, when people come to fitness, Joe, you know, they really try and turn things around if they're a bit overweight or a bit unfit. And a lot of people do things called these detoxes. I'm sure you've heard of them, and you've probably done them yourself. And some people say that the detox, it can have negative effects on you. So I'm not allowed to say exactly who we're talking about this morning, Joe, but a friend and colleague of mine, will we call her Wickola? No, we'll not say what her name is.
Okay.
She's had some, if you do these things, you can have quite negative results from them, and, you know, maybe a bit of wind or uncomfortable, because you go from Christmas when you eat all you want, the chocolate, the turkey, you feel great, a bit stuffed, and then into these things. In your opinion, do these detox things, do they actually work?
I really don't believe in any kind of, you know, dieting or deprivation or, you know, especially the cleansing and the detoxing. I think your body needs energy, and so that whole thing about, you know, starving yourself and just juicing or having, you know, cabbage soup for the day, and it's just not really giving your body what it needs, especially if you're exercising. So that's the whole thing with Lean in 15. It's like, it's fueling your body with the right stuff, whether that's fats, protein and carbs, and not starving yourself, because no one can sustain that kind of low calorie, you know, diet in any way. So there's no point starting something you can't see yourself doing in months down the line. So that's what I believe.
Because they can, you know, Stephen, who usually, obviously, this is his program, he used to do this just diet type thing, which he kind of created himself, I think. And it had really bad effects on him and on his stomach, on his mood, because as you said, then he wasn't getting the different nutrients that he needed. So he broke out in a rash on his face, and he was really grumpy, really tired. So it might seem like a good idea at the time, because you think, oh, I'm getting rid of all the nonsense and the detox from the toxins from my body, but you can really be damaging yourself as well.
Yeah, you know, the body needs healthy fats as well. So if you're not having any fats, and you're literally having juices and, you know, meal replacement and dust diet shakes, you know, it's really not giving your body what it needs. It's bad for your metabolism. It's, you know, you will lose weight initially on the scales, but your body, your metabolism just doesn't like it, and your body needs the energy. So it's, I bet my top bit of advice is, you know, start cooking healthy food at home and just stay away from diets, and you will make progress. It might be slower than a crash diet, but you will get results, and you're going to feel a lot better for it.
Well, you're hopefully coming in to speak to me later on today, Joe, and we'll have a chat and play that out later on in the week.
But yeah, brilliant.
Before you do go, what do you think makes you different from a lot of the other fitness experts that we see, the chefs, etc., that are out there trying to send their message? What makes yours stick?
I think it's just the way I deliver the message. You know, I'm just very, like, honest about it. You know,
it's the hairdo. It's the blow dry.
It could be the hair and the loosey bee and all that. But I think it's just the way I deliver the message, that it's like, you can do home workouts, you can eat these healthy meals in 15 minutes. And I just do it in a way that people can, you know, have a little bit of fun with it. And yeah, just keep doing. I keep putting out the free content. I'm doing like Facebook Live workouts on my page. I'm doing YouTube workouts. So.
Do you ever wonder, though, Joe, do people watch those Facebook Live the workouts while they're lying on their bed eating chocolate?
Oh, I mean, today, half a million people tuned in, like, this morning to watch my Facebook Live, but I can guarantee only about 1,000 of them probably doing the work at the rest of them, just sitting there with their cereal or their toast in their hand. But it's nice to see them doing it and getting some ideas from it, probably.
OK. All right, well, Joe, good luck today. 5:30 HMV in Belfast. Have a good day, and we'll see you later on.
And you, mate. Take care. Cheers, mate. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much. That's Joe Wicks, the body coach there. He does. If you've never seen him, go and Google him, because he sickens you. He's got this blue-dried hairdo and the tan. And he's like, if you think of Stephen, he's like the complete opposite of Stephen.